Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're following me, raise up your hand. So I'm following prophet. How many are saying, I want my family to be free tonight? How many are saying, I want deliverance to my family in the name of Jesus? When Christ sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm having a simple assignment. I want to make, you see, I've been dealing with this topic, right? All right, I've been dealing with this topic. And I want just you to know, right, that the Lord said this to me, that we must deal with demon of poverty. A poor spirit, it's a demon itself that is poor. When it enters you, it makes you poor because the demon is what? So, for example, where there's a disease, a sickness, when I say sickness, out! When a demon is out of sickness, you are healed because what was sick in you? It was not you. It was a demon. Now, what is poor is not you. It is a demon. Now, the question is, where do you get the demon? If I can say now, out, you see demons manifesting, coming out of people. The question is, when did you get that demon? How did it enter you? You hear it saying, I've been in this house for so many years. So it's not about you. It's about where you are coming from, your background. You received Jesus and you are given the right to become the sons of God. And I told you before, so many times, the Bible says, for those who received him, we are given right to become sons of God. And I told you the word right there, it means exousia, which means having what? The ability to exercise the power given. You have the right to exercise the power given, or having the right to rule. Now, if you received Jesus and you have the right to rule or to exercise the power given, for what? He gave the power for what? To exercise for what? For spiritual warfare. Against powers and principalities. Against rulers. Against authorities. What rulers? What principalities? The principality of poverty. The principality of sickness. The principality of loneliness. Whatever principality. You were given the right to rule or to have the power to exercise the power given. The authority to exercise the power given. To exercise for who and where and for what and against what? So we have the power. Jesus gave us the power. The Bible says, do not leave Jerusalem until you are filled with power. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, Marisaradigo. When the power comes upon you, you shall become what? My witnesses. Hello? And the Bible says, and Jesus called his disciples and gave them power against evil spirits and clean spirits. Why giving them power against? So where you are, you need this. Tonight, you need to be endued with power because you are bound to remove any demonic spirit of poverty that is holding your family, that's holding your company, that's holding your business down,
oh, yes,
that's holding your life.
Oh, yes.
Somebody shout out.
Out.
I'm not teaching you what I'm not. I'm not a poor prophet. Hey, you know it. I'm not preaching to you what I don't know. I told you before, I have fought with these demons. I have prayed against these powers and I've conquered them. And I'm saying to you, no matter the challenge I'll ever face in my life, I will never be poor. I'm saying in the manner of Jesus Christ. So I'll never be poor.
I'll never be poor.
Say again, I will never be poor.
I'll never be poor.
Say in the manner of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you, ever since I had this revelation, I've seen people doing crazy stuff around me to make sure that them we must see him poor. But it's not happening, and it will never happen. Because Jesus is my prosperity. The Lord is my strength. And my history is delivered. It's difficult. Very, very difficult. We are buying more jets and a lot of cars and a lot of things.
Oh, yes.
No demon, because I know my history is delivered. Look what your neighbor said, tonight the prophet is gonna pray for you, and your story is gonna change. The people who used to laugh at you, they will laugh with you. The people who are running away from you, they will run for you.
They will run for you.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout glory.
Hallelujah. They were saying, look at him, look at her. They don't know. What was holding you? Tonight, I'm going to take it out.
Oh, yes.
You see, when you're free, you're going to sing this song. I am a child of God. I am a child
of God.
Yes, I am.
I am a child of God.
Yes, I am.
I am a child of God.
Full of blessings.
I am
a child.
God.
I'm no longer
slave to fear.
I
am the child of God. I'm no longer
a slave
to fear. I am a child of God.
Me
with the melody you surround me with a song.
Hey, of deliverance,
of deliverance
from my enemies,
Woo!
Hey,
till all
my fears are gone.
Sing, I'm no longer
You have chosen my name.
I've been born again into a family. Your blood flows my veins.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight, as I said it before, it seems that this place is God, it's only me who knows it. The way people are jumping up and down, you know. All right. You see, so tonight, as I said before, tonight we are dealing with prayers. Tonight, I want to do prayers. Someone say prayers.
Yes.
We are dealing with prayers that deals with breaking every area in your background that is affecting your today.
Yes.
Well, we'll go into these prayers until the Lord says, everybody is free.
Yes.
Someone say prayers. Overflow. All right. Now, I want you to go into your Bible, 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel. Before we go into that song, I mean into that scripture. You know, before we go into that, I just want us to be ready because I'm about now to share with you a very, you know, sensitive and spiritual message. I'll be talking for 5 minutes and we're going to venture into prayer. And I promise you, angels will be moving in our midst. I'm telling you. And things will become better. Tell your neighbor, things are getting better. Now, the neighbor is a person next to you, not me. So don't look at me. Speak to your neighbor. Speak to three neighbors around you. Things are getting better.
Things are getting better. Things are getting better. Things are getting better, for the Lord is on the throne. Things are getting better, things are getting better, things are getting, things are getting better.
Things are getting better,
for the Lord is on the throne. Things are getting better. Things are getting better.
All right.
Come on, put your hands together for Jesus, somebody.
All right. 2 Samuel 21. From verse 15. One thing, go read. NIV, verse 16. And they go read. Ish B Benob. All right. 17. Stop there. The Bible says Ish Benobeb wanted to kill David. But who rescued David? Abishai rescued David. I just want to take you into a small background of David. David was a great warrior. He killed Goliath. But this day around, almost David died by Ishbi-nobeb. He almost killed him until Abishai came to the rescue of David. I'm not interested with Ishbi-nobeb trying to kill David, but I'm interested in the name. Ishbi-nobeb means almost. You are not understanding this. Now you are not hearing this message. It means what? The spirit of almost. Almost this man killed David. But major one, Abishai, has come to your rescue tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible says, listen to me. He almost, now go back to the scripture, see what happened. He almost killed. But Abishai, Mariko Sataka Paradigo.
Bring it on, Major.
One thing, go read. Now watch, wait there. David, we will never allow you to come to the war because you were almost killed. Because if you are killed, the whole Israel will be in problem. Do you know some of you, if you are finished financially or spiritually, your whole family is suffering. The whole church is suffering. I'm talking to the right people, right? There are some people God makes you to become a lamp, a light to your family, a light to your church. Now the Bible says, and this man, Ishbi-nobeb, his target was not all other soldiers, but the target was the one who is a lamp. The target was the one who is a light. The target was the person who is important in Israel. And when they sat down, they discussed, who are we sending? They said, send the spirit of almost. It was a demon. The word Ishbi-nobeb, it's a word used for a demon that worship Aku. Aku is a demon. It's a demon of almost. There was a god called the Aku god. Now, I want you to understand. Which the Philistines worship. The people in the Philistines, they used to worship that god. And this type of worship was also in Babylon, where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their names also were given by the names of the gods. Because he was not Abednego, he was not Meshach, he was not Shadrach. They were given the names of other gods. Now you must understand that. So they said, who are we sending now? They said, Eshbinobeb, which actually means the demon that associates with somebody who works hard, almost getting there, but they don't. And tonight, I just want to deal with that right now. If I have a person who says, I've been working so much, and each time I'm about to break through, something happens.
Oh, yes.
Do I have anyone here? Do I have anybody in this place?
Oh, yes.
Do I have anybody in this place?
Oh, yes.
Now, it's not, listen to me. Some of you think, no, I'm going to pray, and then God himself is going to come down to my rescue. No. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that. Who came to the rescue? God must send someone to rescue. And God is about to raise Abishai in this house.
I receive.
Now, the word Abishai means someone who is a gift to their spiritual father. Yeah, you didn't hear. The word Abishai, you can Google it on the internet. It actually means somebody who is a gift to their father. Somebody when Major One stands here, be like, that one is a gift to this church. That one is a gift. Who says I'm going to become a gift? And I will, oh my goodness, you look at me, Major One, and you'll be proud. I'm going to build the ECG church. Baratesco Prediga. Now watch. Now the Bible says, and Abishai. When we almost, you see, when we almost build the church, someone will come and say, no, we, it's not almost. We are building it. I want to deliver somebody today. We are doing prayers. Now, as I said to you, don't miss these sellers until we finish. Foundations are dangerous. So, tonight we want to do prayers. The spirit of almost. The spirit of almost. I almost got a job. I almost got promoted. I almost got... Say no more.
No more.
Stand up. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal and not from this world. They are mighty through God. Now, so before we go into prayer, I want to tell you how victory will be done. So this victory will not happen in your finances. This victory will not happen in your business. The battle we are dealing with right now is not a business battle. It is a spiritual war. The spiritual war. It is not done or fought anywhere else but in your mind. We are not fighting powers of darkness far away. No. This battle, we are fighting against powers of darkness. We are casting down all imaginations that exhaust themselves against the knowledge of God. Imaginations that tells you that you are poor. Imaginations that tells you you are sick. Imaginations that tells you you can't make it. Imaginations, the Bible says, casting down all imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We know God. We have the knowledge of God. We know He never fails. He is powerful. He is supreme. We are calling His name right now. Not any imagination anywhere must stay in your mindset. Somebody say, casting down.
Casting down.
All imaginations.
All imaginations.
Marabasute ko predica.
I receive.
So the battle we are dealing with right now, it is a battle that is happening not just somewhere. And, you know, when we're praying, people think like, now, in the name, I command you, come out. Hey, dude, nothing changes. Because we think the battle is somewhere else. It's right here. It's right. If you can win in your mind, I'm telling you, I've won the victory. If you can walk out of this place tonight saying, I am free, saying, I am delivered. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Even in heaven, we'll enter through faith. So we want to fight right now. Because the enemy, hear this, your mind, which is your soul, it is the ground, the battle zone of the enemy.